Bart, really good to catch up with you here at Silverstone. The sun's come out, which is good for this test day, isn't it? New to the championship, you're a rookie. You're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it'll be a good new learning experience for me, and I'll just get into it, see how it goes.
So, for the fans of the championship, just give us a little idea of your background, how you've arrived in the British F4 Championship.
Well, I've done 7 years of karting. I'm no stranger to racing, but this my first time in cars, and I'm learning, so I'm excited to see how it goes.
Have you, you say you're learning, have you noticed a big jump from karts into these F4 machines?
Massive, yeah. I've got the front brakes on this, so it's completely different with the turbo and everything, so I'm still very new.
Was the move into this type of racing something that was definitely on your agenda?
Yeah, I've always had my eyes on this, and last year I was slowing down in karts because of my height, so thought it's time.
Yeah, how tall are you?
I don't even want to know.
Is it difficult in the car, in these cars? I mean, are they able to make that adjustment for you?
Yeah, well, I look a bit stupid getting in and out, but it's all right whilst I'm in.
Doesn't matter what you look like getting in and out, as long as it's the times that you put in. How's it been going with testing so far?
Yeah, good. We're getting better all the time, so and times are starting to look better for me. So looking where we were last year in November, I was pretty slow. So this year's going a lot better.
Getting to grips with the car, obviously. Yeah. What have been the big learning curve bits for you, Bart?
Just confidence, really. Yeah.
In terms of braking and turning and things like
speed,
that?
High speed. It's a lot faster than what I've been in, and the brakes are a lot different. So it's just been a massive learning experience for me.
Absolutely. There's a number of drivers coming back from last year who clearly know the ropes in this championship, but the majority of the grid, once again, is rookies like yourself. That's going to make for an interesting first few rounds, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I know they've got a head start because they've had last year to learn, and I'm not going to get angry about anything. Well, I'm just going to take it as it comes and go for it.
Yeah. One of the things that many of the drivers have said to me in the past few years is it's about being consistent. You don't have to win every race. And is consistency something that's in your toolkit?
Well, I don't know if you know about drop rounds in karting, but they've lost me the championship like the last 3 years, so because I'm just consistent. So, if we don't have drop rounds and I'm just consistent, should be all right.
You're obviously coming into this with a level of optimism and expectation. Have you set any sort of goals for yourself for the first couple of rounds?
Not in terms of places where I finish, because I could not tell you where I'm going to finish right now. So I'm just going to do my best.
So, based up in Yorkshire, so you've got a home circuit for you up there, which I presume you know well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So you're going to be looking to score points up there, if nothing else, aren't you?
Well, it's still a long drive, but it's, we'll call it my own track, we'll see.
Will you have plenty of family following you around for the season?
Just my mum and dad, they're friends as well, probably come to a couple of rounds, but yeah, just my mum and dad, really.
And what's it been like settling in with Chris and Chris Dittman Racing?
I love the team. That is my family, so that's nice.
And there's still some news to come and other drivers to add to the team as well, isn't there?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. So,
which put a good package together for you for the season. There's a smile on your face already, which suggests to me you can't wait to get going. How has it been this morning? It was wet this morning here at Silverstone, but how was it?
Yeah, there's a dry line coming, so hopefully we'll get some slicks on this afternoon and it'll be all right.
Fantastic. Really good to welcome you to the series, Bart. Have a great season.
Thank you.